It was a quiet weekend for me. There was some stuff in Austin. There was some stuff. Actually, I don't even know if there's some stuff in Austin. There's some little mini protests going on, I think up in the DFW area or whatever the case may be. But here in Texas, at least for me, I wasn't paying too much attention. Nothing really happened for us, so I'm very happy about that. I don't know if anybody else had any issues. I don't think so. I know there were, ironically enough, protests in blue cities where people are going, but you all can kill babies, so I don't know why you're still mad about it. But in that regard, we'll see how that goes. In DFW, there's like 10 pro-tranny people who are walking around the streets, and the big deal is some of them have long guns. All they're doing is LARPing. And so...
No, quite a few of those protests are going to wish they brought sunscreen.
Yeah, that's right. Because they all pale, too, right?
Pale, and now they're like lobster red.
Pale, they're probably chafed and all that kind of stuff, man. Woof. Hey, sorry, you want to protest. Protest smart. Smarter, not harder. But very interesting that... a lot of people are right. There was a lot. The night of rage was not going to be anything too crazy because, A, a lot of people, and what we have on our side is the benefit of time, pro-life side. The longer, because they need this thing to be as hot and as impulsive as possible. But one thing that we don't ever count on is the fact that Americans have a terrible, terrible attention span. And so the longer we get away from the Roe decision and the longer that life goes back, life doesn't change in blue states, the less of an election issue this will be. Also, the right is galvanized because, hey, we got the first one. And now we charge. Now we charge for the rest of them. And by the way, this just in from Axios.com. Clarence Thomas signals interest in revisiting media libel standard. Justice Clarence Thomas on Monday indicated that he believed the Supreme Court should reconsider a ruling that makes it more difficult to sue media organizations, saying he disagrees with the court's decision to turn away an appeal in a defamation case. Who unleashed? You know, I heard who said it over the weekend. Now the passing of Antonin Scalia was tragic because he was not particularly old. Right? He wasn't in his 80s. He was in his, 50s, 60s? But the removal of Scalia has allowed Thomas, and I have to say this, I guess, it's going to sound bad or not. The removal of Scalia has allowed Thomas to blossom. Because he's just like, I'm going after all of it. And Justice Thomas, I guess, is becoming the epitome of mess around and find out. Why does this matter? In the case Corral Ridge versus the SPLC, which was designed to overturn the New York Times v. Sullivan case, which established the precedent that a public figure must prove a defendant acted with actual malice or intentionally in defaming a person. In recent months, district courts have reinforced this precedent, most notably during Sarah Palin's defamation suit against the New York Times. What they're saying, I would grant certiorari. I know what it is. Y'all can get off me. It's writ of certiorari, essentially. In this case, to revisit the actual malice standard, Thomas wrote in his dissent. The case is one of many showing how New York Times versus Sullivan and its progeny have allowed media organizations and interest groups to cast false aspirations on public figures with near impunity. Oh, get rid of it. Because it's amazing that this has been allowed to stand. Of course, they're trying to I lost the point because I just saw this thing from Whoopi. Do you want to play the Whoopi quote? Because apparently they're in like Jamaica. They fled the country, which means if that's the case, then Roe has already happened because the View has fled the United States. Now they're broadcasting from some tropical island where I'm sure they're being waited on by black people. Let's play the Theocracy one right now.
Necessarily,
yeah, but we have, don't we have separation?
Yes, no, we're supposed don't to. Anymore.
I mean,
we
Clarence don't Thomas anymore. Needs to have a seance yeah. and have Thomas Jefferson there and Alexander Hamilton. Hello?
Yeah.
Do we still have a separation of church and state here? Is in the Constitution?
It's,
yeah.
It's the First Listen, Amendment guarantee, and I we mean, don't seem to have that anymore.
We're in a theocracy right now.
Six of the nine.
I'm sorry we played that because we're all dumber for listening to that.
quick! Let's bring in Jefferson and
yeah.
Hamilton.
Yeah,
they're gonna be right? like, shush it up.
First of all, I think Jefferson would shoot Hamilton because they didn't agree on anything. And secondly, the separation of church and state would have literally been a text message today that everybody's freaking out about.
Jefferson and Hamilton are the purveyors and the first, kind of like the first people or documentation of fake news smear campaigns.
Right? No, Jefferson and Adams too. Jefferson and Adams, supposed friends, they went at it in Adams' reelection when he eventually lost. But today, it would literally be like, Jefferson, what about this thing? And he would have sent it to this the group in Connecticut. And Jefferson would have looked at his phone and been like, yeah, not a big deal. Don't worry about it. I can't do anything. See ya. It would not have been this granted legal precedent that's going on right now. But these clucking hens that are moving around. We don't have it. None of you know what the hell y'all talking about.
Every day they just keep proving that they should only talk about one thing, themselves.
That's right.
Two things, celebrities.
Yeah, and themselves. But it's very interesting because they have to keep this going. Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been, the letter would have been a text message. The Baptist would have sent it to Jefferson. Jefferson would have been like, nothing I can do. See ya. Send. He just would have been like, can't do anything for you, sucker. The way that separation of church and state, it's a try to the Constitution. No, it wasn't, and neither is abortion. So I'm not too worried about any of that kind of stuff. In that regard, but it's great. I love it. And that goes hand in hand with this article from Breitbart.com. Women call for a sex strike against men in retaliation for the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And a lot of guys are like, it's kind of what we wanted in the first place. I mean, obviously not the soy men who are just trying to shag without consequences. But most men are like, yeah, I don't want you to be a floozy. I don't want you to have a higher body count than Rambo 2. Was it Rambo 2 or 3 where he was just sitting there with the machine gun just laying people out?
I believe that was 2.
Rambo 2.
Because 3, he's in Afghanistan facing the Russian helicopter. And
that's again. Right. That's right. The only thing I remember from that, Justin, is from Hot Shots 2 when Charlie Sheen's like, it's the bloodiest movie ever where he's just like
laying. They were definitely parody Rambo 2 there.
Yep. That's all I remember from that. Yeah, I don't want my future wife to have a higher body count than Rambo 2. So maybe women shouldn't be sleeping around. Probably a good idea. But pro-abortion women are calling for a nationwide strike in the bedroom in retaliation against men. A 24-year-old woman protesting in New York City on Saturday told the New York Post she will not do the deed with men if they said they were not willing to get a vasectomy. Gentlemen, they are self-selecting themselves out of the gene pool. You don't have to. Guess what? All right, sweetie. You just saved me.
99% of those people polled weren't already having sex with men to begin with.
That's true. That is true. But most guys are like, yeah, that's fine because you've revealed yourself to be a shrieking harlot. Because you can pretend, right, when everybody's dating, they're pretending, oh, yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then after, they become like a praying mantis, try to eat your head off. So all you're good, man. Our plan has worked perfectly. Not only did we get Roe aborted, now you floozies are stop having doing the deed. The patriarchy has returned. Our diabolical plan is going into action. This is great news. Just in, the last abortion facility in West Virginia has closed due to a 19th century pro-life law that has become enforceable. Joe Manchin better watch out. He's running around, and we're going to talk about that in the bottom of the second hour. Oh, I was fooled by Manchin. The people in your state wanted this. I don't know. Between this and guns, I'm pretty sure Manchin is not running for re-election. Because those are two suicide pills right there for his campaign. He's running around talking about, oh, I was fooled by Brett Kavanaugh, Neil Gorsuch, and his entire constituency, which was the heaviest voting Trump state. I think he won it by plus 40 or some kind of nonsense in 2020. His entire constituent is like, yeah, this is what we wanted, you idiot. But yes, no more murder facilities in West Virginia. Well done, West Virginia. West Virginia and Kentucky, love you guys up there. You guys are absolutely killing it. So good. So good. So good for you that I, President Trump, did what I always do, which is seal the deal. I did it. All right. So I think the terms are very acceptable. Most men, especially now in hookup culture, men have been absolutely pushed to the back burner. And so if women want to play this game, well, I'm not going to do anything. Okay. Because at this point, you weren't dating anybody anyway. You weren't looking to do the actual natural law, which is to find a husband, get married, and produce many beautiful, beautiful, healthy babies. That's right. Babies are beautiful. I don't care what you say. I have 55,000 grandkids. But yeah, you're not. Yes. Hey, honey, here's your great reset. Here's your great reset back to the 50s. Sorry. There you go. I'm loving it. I think it's fantastic. Because, and this is not towards all women, so please don't get mad at me. And if you do, bearbrief@gmail.com. Women, your modern woman, woman that doesn't have faith, a woman that doesn't have a good set of principles, your suburban soccer moms, most of them, have proven that given unrestricted freedom, that they cannot handle it. Now, of course, if they cut this into context, I would be blasted as the biggest misogynist ever. And maybe I am. But the modern woman has proven that she cannot handle unrestricted freedom. Because what happens? She gets pregnant and she runs to the government. And that's why the government's mad about it, too. Because they've lost an entire servant class. Because don't get it wrong, when a woman gets pregnant and she has the baby, if she does have the baby, she is now on the government's payroll. She's now on the government's payroll, and that is a guaranteed voter. Unlike the beautiful women that are part of the Crusade Channel and the beautiful women that are at the evangelical churches and and the Protestant ones, and ones that are practicing the natural order, who demonstrate beautiful intellect and great responsibility as the caretakers of their home. Rick, you sound like you're trying to cover your tracks. I might be. No, but women, when they're in the relationship and it's balanced correctly, where they are take the responsibility of bringing children up and taking care of the home, which is a huge responsibility. It's better than any responsibility that your stupid boss could ever give you. I want you to run. I'm not going to do the Trump. I want you to run this project. I want you to run this project. Oh, I ran this project. Oh, so great. Yeah, none of that compares to actually raising kids.